Hi, welcome back to Storytime with Tula Jane and Mother in the Wild.
Thank you, Tula Jane. Today we have a very special birthday dedication for our new friend, Charles. Happy third birthday, Charles.
Happy birthday.
We will be reading for you Three Cheers for Kid McGear, written by Sherry Dusky Rinker. Are you ready?
Get cozy.
One day at the construction yard, five friends are building, working hard. Flatbed drives into the site. Vroom, vroom, her secret load is strapped down tight. The tarp comes off, and there, surprise, the crew cannot believe their eyes. Five trucks stop and turn and stare at the tiny truck that's sitting there. Clean and shiny, all brand new, with lots of cool attachments, too. Whoa, what kind of truck are you? With a scoop on her front end, she gives a turn, a twist, a bend, and vaults off flatbed in one swoop. Beep, beep. Hello, she says and greets the group. Wow, now what do we have here? I'm a skid steer, Kid McGear. I'm here to pitch in any way to help you guys get done today. I'm here to work, to have a turn. I want to join the team and learn. I'm the new kid on your crew, so is there something I can do? Kid, we have a huge job here. We have a ton of ground to clear. I think, kid, you are just too small to be much help round here at all.
We have to move out yards of dirt. I'm worried that you might get hurt.
I saw your trick. That's fancy stuff. But you don't look quite strong enough to jump in here and do your share. Maybe just stay over there.
The trucks drive off to clear the land. No problem, guys. I understand. I'll help out some other day, Kid says as she turns away. The big trucks go back to working hard, clearing the construction yard. And then...
honk! Suddenly, Kid hears a yelp. Emergency! Come quick! Come help! Screech!
Kid stops and spins around, revs and heads toward the sound. All the trucks start rolling, fast, speeding toward the cliff, full blast. But Kid McGear goes turbo burst, and so she gets there fast and first. Working on a steep hillside, the trucks begin to slip and slide. Now trapped in trees with mud and rubble, excavator's in big trouble. Bulldozer is in trouble too, but Kid McGear knows what to do. First, so that she doesn't slip, Kid puts on tracks so she can grip. She stops a moment, takes a look, and quickly grabs her grapple hook. In one smooth and steady swipe, she grabs a load of steel pipe. Support is needed to begin. Kid's power driver slams them in. With pipes all lined up in a row, Kid grabs a chain and gives a throw. Kid rolls downhill, brave and sure, and wraps each truck so they're secure. Kid's giant scissors, power shears, cut tangled limbs, then her blade clears. Now we need something, says the kid, to help make sure that they don't skid.
Here, I'll dump this load of sand for traction on this slippery land.
Kid rolls into each small space and pushes sand right into place. Then Kid sees a giant rock. It has bulldozer trapped and blocked.
I'll jackhammer this to bits.
And then, with a roar, the boulder splits. Crane truck clears away the rubble, lifting each piece without trouble.
Kid, then excavator coughs, I think my track is falling off.
Excavator shifts onto his scoop to pull his track out from the goop. Forklift on, lickety-split, Kid rolls down and fixes it. Working at full speed, nonstop, the chains tied to the pipes up top.
Cement mixer, we need your weight. Hit low gear, stay strong and straight.
Now everybody pull, Kid shouts. The others rev hard, helping out.
Down there, you guys, start up and roll. We'll pull and tie to keep control.
Soon, everybody's back on level land and can all get back to work as planned. I'm glad you're all okay. And then Kid turns to roll away. But the big trucks start to cheer to show their thanks for Kid McGear. They shout three times, hip hip hooray! Kid McGear just saved the day. Please don't go, Kid. We hope you'll stay. Now Kid McGear has joined the crew. Five old friends and someone new. Six friends in the construction yard. Big and small, all working hard. Each one greater than they seem because they're working as a team. I love to say, teamwork makes the dream work. Thank you so much for requesting this great book. Happy birthday, Charles. If you have a special book that you would like to request, please log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com, where you can make your request or your dedication there. And to our special subscribers, thank you so much for being here with us. We're going to say your names really quickly to show our appreciation. Emmy, Hazel, Eliza, Vivian, Elliot, Clara, Leo, Anna, Amelia, Callum, Bowden, Quinn, Koji, Mika, Gwendolyn, Jonathan, Zamora Rose, Sam, Zia, Willow, Avery, Iris, Lulu, Naffy. Thank you so much for being here with us. We are sending you so much love. All of our listeners around the world, we're sending you so much love. And if you loved this book and want to get one of your own, please hit the link in the description of this episode where you can find our Amazon affiliate shop. And you can support us and the author by buying your book there. Until next time.
Stay cozy.